Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This season is a season to remember his story, the story the prophets pointed out to his coming, his birth, his life, that God himself found a way to come and be with his people. We remember that Jesus did not live a life apart. His coming affected everyone, and he changed the lives of everyone around him, ours too. Stories told, repeated, retold. They become a part of who we are. We tell and retell these Christmas stories because they too are meaningful. And in fact, unlike so many stories, whether you've read them or not, these stories have shaped the entire world. Today we've already heard from Mary and Joseph, shepherds and magi, among others, and we've heard how Jesus' story, an entrance into human flesh as a little babe, dramatically changed everyone's lives. We've saved one of, perhaps, the best stories for last, the story of Elizabeth, which was told in our gospel lesson. We don't have to guess or fill in the blanks with how Jesus' story changed Elizabeth's life or how it made her feel, because she tells us in the gospel lesson. Now, good old Liz was no stranger to shakeups. Her entire life, as we just heard, she had been barren, and faster than you could say, "My husband can't talk, and now I've got morning sickness," Elizabeth was pregnant. Yet, Elizabeth saved her greatest words of praise, not for her own pregnancy, but upon meeting the mother of her Lord, who was coincidentally also her niece. Elizabeth, it says, burst out with a great cry, very unbefitting of someone of Elizabeth's age, much less the wife of a priest. Now, I don't know whether Elizabeth screamed, squawked, or hollered, but I sort of suspect she screeched like a 13-year-old girl upon meeting her boyhood crush at the mall. Then, once she had got a hold of herself and little Johnny stopped jumping around, she said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Fast forward to the present, to December 20th at about 8:30 a.m. to your and my story. Why should the mother of our Lord have come to us? Because by all rights, he should not have. We are a sinful, unholy people, and we've done plenty to deserve God's wrath. Things, mistakes we've made that were inexcusable, and yet we made them anyway. And I can't think of a single reason why God should come to me, to us, in grace. And yet, here is our Lord. Come to us, and his grace is abundant. Today, in particular, we remember him coming to us as an infant, and coming to us in, with, and under bread and wine. He is here today, and he's not angry or wrathful, but he looks upon you with kindness and tenderly invites you to take part in his death and his resurrection that he won through his innocent suffering and death. God has yet again seen the humble state of his servants, and he has performed mighty deeds and lifted up the humble. Blessed indeed is the womb that bore our Lord. For through Jesus' incarnation, God has again filled the hungry with good things. In Jesus' name, amen.